Well, the number of minority-owned businesses has grown to about a third of all businesses in the United States. But startups for blacks and Latinos also have higher failure rates. And economists say one big reason is they have less access to federally backed loans from big banks. Farida Javala-Romero from Here and Now contributor KQED reports on some of the challenges facing minority business owners in California.
And rolling in one, two...
Hello and welcome to All About Community. My name is Robert.
Leonard Stevens has run a television production business in Oakland for 13 years. His shows air on two Bay Area cable channels, and he sees potential for his network, RTV, to go national, even global. Its online streaming numbers show it, he says.
People are watching us all over the world. I was looking at the analytics yesterday.
To expand, Stevens is applying for a small business administration loan, $500,000. A bank has to provide the loan, but the federal SBA guarantees up to 85% of the amount in case the borrower can't pay back. That's why Stevens believes the bank might be more willing to take a chance on his business.
So the bank has a very low risk in terms of them losing any money.
If he succeeds, he'll be a rarity. The SBA guaranteed more than $5 billion last year in California, but African Americans were just 2% of those borrowers. Latinos were 13%, even though they own close to a quarter of all the businesses in the state. The tiny percentage of minority loans is not a good sign for the U.S. economy, says Alicia Robb, an economist with the University of Colorado.
Minority businesses are a growing share of our business community and, you know, as our population. And so we need to ensure, because they're lower wealth levels, they're more reliant on credit. We need to ensure that credit markets are working for them.
Rob has found that blacks and Latinos apply less than white Americans for bank loans for fear of rejection. And then there's this fact from multiple studies. When those minority business owners do apply, they get rejected more than equally creditworthy white-owned firms.
That's why we need the government to really focus on these huge gaps that we see in the market.
Mark Quinn directs the SBA for Northern California. He says the Great Recession left African Americans and Latinos farther behind. Those communities lost much of their wealth. People who lost their homes also lost collateral to apply for business loans.
Certainly before the Great Recession, SBA had a higher share of our lending to African American and Latino businesses. What we saw then after the Great Recession was a couple of really negative factors. Low-income communities had their credit scores affected. Lenders became more conservative. Regulators told lenders that they wanted to see more cautious lending.
Quinn says the SBA started a pilot program in 2011 to reach underserved communities. It's called Community Advantage, offering loans up to $250,000. Those SBA-backed dollars don't go through big banks.
You can't really get the large for-profit lenders to really see that it's profitable to do lots of small loans. That's why we really look to the nonprofit world to be our real avenue to get into some of the communities we can't get to from some of the national banks.
The program is still just a pilot. Quinn says it's been hard to ramp up Community Advantage and other microlending SBA programs because nonprofit lenders have less capacity than banks, so there's fewer loans going out. But for the small business owners who are successful in getting those dollars, it can make a huge difference.
Woohoo!
That's how Dominica Rice opened her restaurant Cosecha in Oakland.
We've been here, this July will be 6 years.
Rice saw others in her family open businesses that didn't work out, so she was very cautious.
So I took around almost 5 years of interviewing people who I've known and worked with who own restaurants, and I asked them every question.
She was mentored and saved money and then found a local nonprofit lender that helped her figure out how to make her menu cost-effective and guided her through the loan application process.
And the applications are daunting. And tell them, like, I'm a dyslexic Chicana from L.A. I was very forthcoming. I'm like, this is not my thing. I'm not the person who's on the computer doing a ton of research. I am the person who climbs a mountain in Oaxaca to meet a señora who makes mole. That's who I am.
And that mole sauce is popular. There's a long line of customers here daily. Rice has already repaid her $35,000 loan. Our other borrower, Leonard Stevens, he decided to go a different route. He hired brokers to help him prepare his SBA loan application.
The brokers are there to utilize some of the banks or financial institutions that they've worked with before that they have a good relationship with.
The brokers advised Stevens to hire an accountant to put his media company's balance sheets in order and do cash flow projections for the bank.
And you should come back and talk to me in a few weeks, and then I'll have a bigger perspective and hopefully a bigger smile on my face by then. I've invested a lot of money in these brokers.
Stevens has paid about $30,000 total to the brokers and the accountant just to apply. He just hopes it's worth it. For Here and Now, I'm Farida Javala Romero in Oakland.